Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching through and teaching through the book of Hebrews. We're really enjoying that, but of course, no lesson and no sermon can give all the details, so these podcasts are being recorded and offered with a bit more information, a bit more background, and putting things a bit more under the microscope. And today we're up to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11, and it reads thus. Both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers. So here, the Hebrew writer is dealing with the purpose of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. He's talking about how we must pay more careful attention to the message. He's talking about how he is greater than angels, and soon he'll talk about how he's greater than Moses. And his purpose here, verses 10 and 11 and so on, is he is bringing sons and, of course, daughters to glory. He's bringing them to salvation. And Jesus was perfected to be that author or pioneer of salvation. And he says here that the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So we're meant to be family. He's not ashamed to call them brothers and, of course, sisters. We're united through mutual suffering in some ways so as to be united in glory. Jesus, as the Son of God, is able to make us sons and daughters of God because he shared in our humanity in a voluntary way. No one forced him to. He volunteered for it, and he suffered death on a cross and suffered for our sin in our place. And because he did that, he's prepared our way to glory and prepared us for that state. Of course, Jesus was able to make himself holy. He didn't have to have somebody else do that. John 17, 19, for them I sanctify myself so that they too may be truly sanctified. It's a theme, sanctification, in Hebrews, Hebrews 10, 14, because by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. Hebrews 10, 29 talks about the Spirit of grace and the holiness of the covenant. Hebrews 13, verse 12, Jesus suffered outside the city gate to make the people holy through his own blood. So Jesus was cleansed for a purpose, or he was clean for a purpose and cleansed us. Hebrews 9, 14, how much more then would the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death so that we may serve the living God? Jesus cleansed us. Because of that, we are able to serve others. And because of that purification that we've been given because of what Jesus did, then we are brothers. Brothers with one another, sisters as well, and brothers and sisters to Jesus indeed. Romans 8, 29, those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Matthew 12, 49, whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Matthew 25, 40, whatever you did for the one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. Matthew 28, 10, do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee that they will see me. John 20, verse 17, go instead to my brothers and tell them I'm returning to my Father. He's not talking there about his physical brothers. He's talking about the spiritual brothers that have been bought by his sacrifice. Now, what does that mean? What it means is, as it says at the end of that verse, verse 11 of Hebrews 2, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers. He is not ashamed. Glory rules out shame. We share his glory. Why should he be ashamed of us? If God is not ashamed of me, if Jesus is not ashamed of me, why do I think he is at times? He's not ashamed of me. I don't always perform or act in perfection, but he's not ashamed. Jesus isn't ashamed to see me as his brother and to be identified together. Oh, let's rejoice in that. Let's be grateful that he calls us brothers and he is proud to call us brothers and sisters of his own. We are of his family. Praise God for that. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 12. If you'd like to know more about our church work, it's at nwlcc.org. You can email me on malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And if you can, please go to iTunes, look us up on MCCX, and give us a review and some stars. Thanks a lot. I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.